This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we'll start this hour with two new calls for action from Washington today. One from the president, who's actually in Minnesota, unveiling a proposal to spend about $300 billion repairing and modernizing the nation's roads, bridges, and railways.
The other from the leading Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, who is unveiling a new proposal to reform the tax code. That's an issue that some think could have some traction even in an election year. Emphasis on could. Joining us to discuss all this is Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Rick, welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you. And as you mentioned, there was a time where tax reform seemed very, very high on the agenda. It's faded a bit, but of course, hope springs eternal.
Well, and obviously he wouldn't be unveiling it if he didn't think it was going to go anywhere. Let's start with that plan. Tell us about what Dave Camp, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, is calling for.
Chairman Camp has spent about 3 years going around the country, sometimes with Democratic colleagues, trying to talk up and gather ideas for tax reform. The key provision would be a much flatter tax code that would put a 25% tax top tax rate in place instead of the current 39%+ that's there. The net effect would mean some $1,300 for a family of four making about $50,000 a year extra in their pockets. Some additional taxation on upper income people, including a new surcharge on certain types of income that usually accrue to people of much higher income levels. But the whole idea would be that this would be revenue neutral. It would be a much simpler tax code. It would clear out a good number of deductions and tax credits that are out there and make it more of an investment in the middle class. The idea being that you can move the pots of money around in a way that isn't adding to the tax burden of all Americans, but is lessening that of some.
It is revenue neutral. So whatever is being cut for some people would be made up elsewhere.
That's exactly right. And that's one point of contention with Democrats off the bat. Democrats feel like the only way to deal with our fiscal problems long term is to put revenue on the table, particularly on higher income people. To apply that to it, a tax cut for others is something that's controversial to many Democrats. Chairman Camp seeing it, though, just as a matter of fairness, saying this is the people's money. We're just going to move it around where it comes from.
Well, and I know that one of the key points in the plan that is attracting a lot of attention, at least on Wall Street, is that this plan would raise taxes on a handful of the largest Wall Street banks, which is something that you don't expect a Republican to do because they do end up getting, I mean, a lot of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle get a lot of support from Wall Street. But isn't that surprising?
It is, and that's one reason that Chairman Camp is being frowned upon by many of his colleagues as he puts this forward. A lot of folks feel like, yeah, we understand where you're coming from, but the idea of muddying the Republican message, making elements of the base angry at each other. John Boehner was asked, the Speaker of the House today, what the prospects were for a vote to come on this, and his quote was, "Oh Jesus." He doesn't want to think about it yet. It's much more about starting a discussion, and in a lot of ways, a discussion that he and his fellow leaders don't want to have.
Well, so how likely are we to see any kind of tax reform this year? And would that discussion, if it doesn't end up in some legislation this year, would it carry over into 2015 and even 2016?
I think that's the best that we can hope for. Realistically, any legislation, much less partisan legislation that divides even an individual party, it's not going to happen this year. But the thinking and talking to some tax experts on this and people that have studied budget issues, at least this gets the conversation going. These are ideas that we know that we have a tax code that is way too complicated, that is way too complex, that there's too many man hours used every year with people trying to comply with them during tax season. So yes, these are the ideas. This is the menu of options that's out there. I don't think Chairman Camp is surprising anyone with that. But by going forward with it, and I think he deserves some credit for at least putting his ideas on the table despite internal party pressures to not do so, he at least gets us discussing some of the real issues, the real problems.
Is immigration reform off the table for this year?
It sure feels like it. You know, I think there's some talk still of Republicans in the House doing some piecemeal pieces of legislation around immigration, but that would have to be matched up with a sweeping Senate bill. The politics on this have even shifted inside the Senate, so it's not clear that the Senate bill would even pass the Senate if it had to in individual pieces. So I don't see it. I know there's some optimists around this, but I think that every time they've dipped a toe in the water, they felt like it got bitten off.
All right. Well, let's talk about what the president is calling for today. $302 million in transportation and infrastructure spending. $302 billion. I'm sorry. I mixed up the M and the B there, Rick. But is that going to go anywhere? What's he asking?
It isn't, in all likelihood. He's not going to get new money, although I know that there's a big economic argument to be made for it. But to switch again from the billions to the millions, he is talking about $600 million in a competition that would be sparked in state and local governments to try to apply for this money. That's part of the appeal that we heard during the State of the Union last month with the president using executive action. They are scouring the federal budget and different pots of money, even small ones. And again, $600 million, not to turn your nose up at, but that isn't large in the context of the whole economy and the whole country. But to say that, look, this is something that at least get us started. It's seed money. Let communities begin to compete for this. We know that our infrastructure needs updating. We know that it has a stimulus effect on the economy. And then the much bigger vision that he has of a four-year plan, $302 billion. That's going to be tough selling in this Congress or really any environment that we can envision.
Even as the roads and bridges crumble.
Exactly. Well, look, I think the problem is that there's an S word, stimulus, that it has a tag associated with it right now. You're not going to get Republicans going to anything that sounds like that.
Rick Klein, political director at ABC News. Thank you for using the S word, stimulus, instead of the other S word on the show. Appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.